Here's a frightening piece of research. On average, we'll spend almost 17 years of our lives with our faces buried in our mobile phones. That's 145,800 hours, or 33% of our waking hours. It fairly boggles the mind. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Let's just run through those numbers again. In a 24-hour day, we're going to sleep, let's say, 8 hours. That leaves 16 waking hours. If we spend half of those at work 5 days a week and a third of them on our phones, that leaves under 6 hours a day for everything else. Not much. What's that doing to our relationships? What's that doing to your relationships? Marriages are falling apart. Children are growing up unparented. Deep-rooted psychological and social problems are spreading like a global pandemic. That's a bleak picture. What can we, you and I, do to break that cycle? Let's apply some pre-tech, old-fashioned, biblical, godly wisdom to this desperate social malady. Romans chapter 12, verse 15. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. In other words, make the time, give yourself the emotional space to show empathy. Stop. Truly celebrate when your child has a win at sport or achieves some small milestone at ballet. Truly rejoice with those who rejoice. And when someone's suffering, in your heart, suffer with them. Be with them, sit with them, and if necessary, weep with them. Empathy, feeling another person's joy or pain, is incredibly powerful. It's a bridge between two people that'll stand strong for a lifetime. It's a bridge between two people that more often than not, Jesus chooses to walk across. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. That's God's word, fresh for you today. The wisdom of God is beyond measure, and it's a wisdom that can enrich every part of our lives. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then stop by and explore ChristianityWorks.com, where you'll find a wealth of messages on all sorts of different subjects straight out of God's Word and conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly what you need for today. Again, that's all at ChristianityWorks.com.